Hi, I'm Ruthie, owner of Defy the Status Quo, and this is the Defiant Business Podcast, your daily 10-minute shot, at least Monday through Friday, of business knowledge. You don't have a lot of time, and I'm not going to waste it, so let's get to it. Today, we're going to talk about trying consistency instead of quitting. I really like that title, by the way, even though one starts with a C and one starts with a Q. It's sound, it alliterates, and I think that's kind of cool. So trying consistency instead of quitting. So why do I even have to bring this up to a group of entrepreneurs? But we all do it. We're all susceptible to it, and we might not even realize it. And I'm sure by the end of this 10-minute segment, you're going to agree with me that you've done it at least once. You've done it at least once. If you haven't, reply to me, send me, you know, social media, whatever, and let me know. Last night, my family and I were watching an episode of America's Got Talent, and we watched a voice noise mimicker guy get to the next round. He got four yeses, which was pretty cool. And it's a dream he had been working toward his entire life, you know, being successful as a right? Or on the flip side of that, if it's a company posting about their content needs, because I have a lot of companies and businesses in my network as well, they will say things like content written for humans only. So those are two sides of the same coin there, the writer and then the business who's looking for writers. And what these statements reflect is outdated knowledge on search engine optimization. So typically when people say, you know, I write content for humans, or they say content written for humans only, what they mean is they don't want any keyword stuffing where you take one keyword and you stuff it in a lot of places in a blog post or a website page, for example. And so this is actually something we call black hat SEO. And there's other techniques and stuff as well. But keyword stuffing is typically the one people think of. And so they're like, yeah, I don't want that. That stuff doesn't make sense. Content written for humans only. Well, it turns out that, and this isn't a new thing, but like I said, the thought about keyword stuffing and black hat SEO as like what SEO writing means has been pervasive, and it's been really hard to get rid of, but it's outdated. So it's been quite some time now that if Google sees black hat SEO techniques like keyword stuffing used on a website, eventually, and it actually happens pretty quick, even though I say eventually, it may take, you know, a little bit, but not too long, they will bury that website in the search engine results. So, you know, maybe it ranks really high for a second, but then Google's like, hey, let me take a closer look. You know, the search engine algorithm's like, let me take a closer look at this website that's doing so well. Oh, they're not doing good things at all. And then it starts to bury you, basically. Like, people won't be able to find you. So you don't want that to happen to your website. And so a content writer worth their salt will not use black hat SEO on your website, of course. So now, today, what you need to do is you need to consider the goal of search engines. What is the goal of search engines? To provide the best user experience that they can for their users. Search engines being Google or Bing or Yahoo, if that's still a thing. I don't know if AOL is still a thing. Sorry. I'm using a screen recorder and my Google Assistant heard me call it. So something else popped up. Anyway, that is the point of the search engine, is to provide the best user experience. So their goal is to serve the best content, the most relevant content, the most entertaining content, if that's what the user is looking for. That is their goal, to serve the most relevant content to the user at that moment. So if your content is that content, then you're already like halfway there, maybe 75% of the way there, because good content wins out. So what is the purpose of SEO writing then? SEO content writing is how you make sure search engines know that your content is the most relevant, know that your content is what their users are looking for. You use search engine content writing, search engine optimization content writing, as a tool to communicate effectively with the search engines that you want to deliver your content. Okay? So let's take a look at some of the guidelines for good SEO content writing.
First one is keywords. Yep, keywords. And the reason why is because keywords are indicative of a topic. Okay, so there's broad keywords and then there's specific keywords. So a broad keyword would be running, right? And so that's really broad. And you're probably never going to rank for that if that's your goal. If you do, it'll be a long time coming. But a more specific keyword or a long tail keyword phrase normally reflects how someone actually enters in a search term in the search engine. So instead of saying running, they might say how to start running 5Ks. Right? That is something more specific. Now, that's a really popular topic, so you're probably not going to rank for that either for a long time. But, you know, maybe a search engine phrase like alternative plastics for bottled water. That is probably not a super common keyword, and you could look it up and find things. That is a long tail keyword. And so that is tells you a topic. And so as I'm already thinking of this blog post, I can plan it out already in my head because of that specific topic, but it's not too specific. I couldn't write a good piece about it. Another thing is headlines and sections. So search engine guidelines say no more than 300 words within any given section. If you have more than 300 words, then you probably need to break it up with another sub-headline. Headlines, it's good to include your keyword in your headline, but not overly so. Don't do it if it doesn't feel natural, if it's not relevant. So you want to do it, you know, maybe in one of your headlines and try to include a variant of your keyword phrase, but don't stuff it. If it's not natural, don't do it. Google's aim is to get as close to human understanding as possible, and I'm sure one day they'll achieve it. So you want to make sure that your content is future-proof, if you will. The other thing that is rough for many writers is the switch from active voice or passive voice to active voice. When we go through school, we teach passive voice most of the time. We don't use you in our professional writing. We don't say I in our professional writing. In our essays and college, you know, documents that we've submitted, we use the third person. Well, in content writing, so I guess if from a marketing perspective, you want to say you and you want to say I and we. Those are the pronouns you want to use. But also, you want to make sure your phrases are active versus passive. So an example of that is the window was broken by the boy. Right? That's actually a pretty long sentence, which you could just flip to be active and say, the boy broke the window. And that's a much shorter, much more concise sentence. Active sentences normally convey more emotion. They're stronger sentences and they make shorter sentences, which makes it easier for you to read. So those are just three SEO recommendations that, you know, we try to follow. There's a lot more. And that's kind of what makes a good content writer is they keep up on those sorts of things. But using those things properly, you will communicate to the search engine that your content is good content for its users. And that is the goal of search engines, the end. Like, it's not to be peppered with keywords and be unreadable. That's black hat. That will get your site buried. So just remember, SEO content is for humans. It helps you help the search engines understand that your content is what its users need to see. It helps search engines get your content in front of the people that you want to see it, which is basically anybody who might enjoy or benefit from your content. Now, search engine content writing is human content writing. It's the way that we communicate with the search engines to let them know that our content is what the users want to see. Okay, so next time somebody brings up search engine writing, just remember search engine writing, search engine guidelines, they're a tool like anything else. A writer effectively marries what the users want to see with what the search engines need to see to get the content in front of your ideal target audience. Okay, I'm Ruthie, owner of Defy the Status Quo, and this was an episode of the Defiant Business Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Love to hear your feedback. So be sure to leave me a comment wherever it is that you've run into this episode, and I'll see you next time. Otherwise, until next time.